Study shows controlling cholesterol may ward off Alzheimer's?
Well, this is a very early study. This is done by Columbia University and published in the Annals of Neurology, looking at about 1,100 people over the age of 65. They corrected for sex, education, genetic factors, vascular risks, etc., and followed them and did some tests. Every 18 months, they did tests on brain function, memory tests, and such. And at the end of the average of 4 years, they found 101 cases of Alzheimer's disease. And they looked at those people and found that those who had the greatest levels of what we call the good cholesterol, or HDL, this is a type of protein that removes cholesterol from the body, brings it to the liver, and throws it out. Those that had the greatest level of this type of cholesterol seemed to have the lesser risk or lower risk of developing Alzheimer's. Problem with the study, though, is that didn't account for people who may have had diabetes, their level of exercise, which has been indicated as one of the main ways that people can help ward off Alzheimer's disease, because exercise improves blood flow to the brain and provides the brain with the stimulation to clear out or at least prevent the deposition of the plaques. At least some of the evidence seems to point that way. So the bottom line to all of this, though, is it simply does not show causality. It just shows that there's an association between elevated good cholesterol and the low reduced risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, but can't really jump on it yet. It's just an initial study. And that's pretty much all this thing says.
Just another one of those health headlines.
You've
helped to put in perspective. Okay, thank you, doctor.